Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We're getting on a little late tonight at 11 o'clock or a little after 11. I'm sorry for the delay and we had a little technical difficulty getting on the air, but we're here and we're going to thrive tonight. We're doing this show one time only at 11 p.m. live, but it's a good reminder that you can listen to this show at any time on the podcast. All you have to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, and then punch in. You just punch in and say NWAC South Fast Break Show, and every show we've ever done will pop right up. And by the way, I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, or then again at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. We're going to go a little out of order tonight. Hopefully, Coach Hopp will be able to join us. Coach Chopka is not joining us tonight, and Brian Stam will join us representing Clackamas Community College, where he is the outstanding assistant coach. But let's go to Tony Broaddus right now, the head men's basketball coach at Portland Community College. Tony, thanks for staying up late tonight. How are you doing? And your team is playing some good basketball right now. Trying to bring Tony on here. Don't tell me this late at night we're going to have technical difficulties. Oh, boy. But I'm trying here to bring Tony on, and for some reason, I can't get him on here. So we are trying with our technical difficulties, and I apologize here immensely. And this is very tough at times sometimes when I have technical difficulties, because I can see Tony there with his number. I'm trying to bring him up, and I'm not able to do so. So I'm just going to keep trying here. Hopefully, now here we go. We're going to go back, and I'm going to try with Coach Hopp here right now and see if we can get him. Coach Hopp, how are you? And Coach Broaddus, hang on there. I'll bring both you guys on together, and then we'll talk to Brian Stam. How's that sound? Good evening to both of you.
Hey, Greg, Tony Broaddus here.
How you doing, Tony? And Coach Hopp, are you there?
I'm here. How's things going? Glad to be with you tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I brought both of you on at the same time. Tony, let's start with you, and then we'll go to Coach Hopp. You got to be real happy with the way your team's playing right now.
Yeah, we found a rhythm in our last two games. And we've been able to get two wins over two quality teams. So we've got some confidence right now. You know, as you know, even one win can get you some. And two has us feeling pretty good as we go into our game tomorrow night against Clark at home in what Will promises to be a dandy of a game there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That will be a great game. And I plan to be over at that game and looking forward to it. And Coach Hopp, give us an assessment of the way your team is playing right now. I know you've been very happy with this group this year. It hasn't always come with as many wins as maybe you'd like, but are you happy still with your effort of your team?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we lost up there at Clark on Saturday. And we just, you know, we didn't shoot the ball. I think we shot the ball like 21% in the first half. You're not going to be in many games doing that. But we came out and just competed. And you know, we were playing the right way. The ball just didn't bounce in the hoop that day for us. So we've had a couple of good days of practice. And, you know, this week we got two home games. So tomorrow night we'll be ready for Lane. And that's been the focus here the past couple of days, just to try to bounce back and you know, get one at home. So we're excited about being home for two games this week. That should be good. We also got Chemeketa on Saturday.
Yeah, there's nothing like home. Tony, let me ask you about the confidence factor. Put it in your own words. Both you guys are terrific basketball coaches, are, as is everyone that is on this show, or else I wouldn't have you on. Put in your own words the confidence factor that can come from winning as compared to, say, playing well and losing games.
Well, you know, that's a great question, because it's kind of an ironic situation where you can play crappy but somehow pull out a win and be a lot more confident going into your next game, even if you were to play really, really good and lose. There's just something about the fact that you got the W at the end of the night just goes a long ways with your team. But you know, if you got a good coach and a good staff, you can use some film to really show, you know, how well you did some things, and just maybe the ball didn't bounce your way. But, you know, I'll take a win, an ugly win over a good played loss any day of the week.
Yeah, very, very well said. Coach Hopp, we've documented on this program in the past, but it's worth repeating again. It's either fun or drudgery, but you got to play the games against one of your closest friends in all of basketball and life. Coach Chopp against Lane tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's always an interesting week whenever we play Lane. And Coach Chaffka does such a good job there along with everyone else in the league. It's just I try to put it out of my mind and focus on you know, just competing and you know, two good teams playing against each other and put other things to the side. And, you know, they're playing better. They're trying to fight for that playoff spot, like kind of all of us. So we know it's going to be a tough game, you know, and just like all the other games are this week. There's just a lot of good games going on tomorrow night. And, you know, but I'm excited about ours and competing against a good friend. And hopefully we're going to be ready for that. And it should be fun. You're right.
Yeah. And over to you, Tony, tomorrow night playing Clark. As you said, it's going to be a really important game. Your team is playing well. They are an outstanding team. Without giving away the trade secrets, what's it take to beat Clark?
You know, a lot of things. It's not just one simple thing, but you got to shoot, like Coach was saying a minute ago, you got to shoot the ball at a decent a number at least. So I think if we shoot the ball well, which I expect us to, you gotta limit their easy baskets. You know, they're good enough in terms of their personnel that you can't afford to give them those 2 points when you weren't paying attention, or the 2 points on the inbounds play. You gotta limit those. And then you got to step up. You know, you got to have guys raise their level of play in a big game like that. And I'm confident that we got some guys that are going to do that, which is why I'm so excited.
All right. I really appreciate both you guys staying up. And we'll close with both of you before we get to Coach Stam and kind of going back and forth. I always like it when we get two coaches on together. Coach Hopp, how about a question for Coach Broaddus? Could be on any subject, and I know you guys always come up with great questions.
Well, Coach, you guys, I think in starting off here in the second round, are really playing better. What's kind of turned the corner for you guys?
Well, I would think health, really. You know, I think health for the main part, because we've got the big guy Darrell Nelson back, and I don't think we knew exactly how much of a key he was in terms of being a focal point for offense and defense. And you know, and he's back, and he just takes charge down there, and I think that's been a crucial piece. We never really had that one leader. You know, you got everybody trying to do a little piece of leadership, and I think every now and then you need that one leader.
Very good. And Coach Broaddus, your question for Coach Hopp.
Coach, I would say, what would you say would be a crucial piece in beating Clark? You know, what would you think would be important?
Yeah, I think that, like you said, there's more than just one thing, but I think some of the things you already mentioned, but eliminating some easy baskets, don't let them get any easy baskets, which really comes down to taking care of the basketball. You know, you're going to have to win the rebound battle, which you guys are such a good rebounding team, so keep crashing the boards. But, you know, no easy hoops, no transition baskets, and take care of that ball. Those are some of the things I would try to do.
Oh, very good. Very good. Hey, you guys, I really appreciate you staying up late. That means so much to me, the respect factor, and we won't do it again for a long time, but thanks for allowing me to attend the Linfield Lewis the Clark game tonight, which, quite frankly, I got to be honest, was a pathetic game, and we should have done the show at 9:30. So good night to both of you.
All right, good night.
All right, take care, Coach. Take care.
Very good. That's Coach Trevor Hoff of Southwestern Oregon Community College and Coach Tony Broaddus of Portland Community College. By the way, Coach Chavka is not able to join us tonight, and I really would like to know if he is walking around plotting something in that Southwestern Oregon Community College gym and thinking that we're on the air. But, you know, I'm just throwing that out. I'm just throwing it out. Now, let's go to someone I really have a lot of respect for, treats me great, does a fabulous job of being the assistant coach for Cliff Wagner, Clackamas Community College, Brian Stamm. Brian, how are you doing tonight? And you got to be feeling good about your Clackamas Community College Cougars. They're playing good basketball right now, and it's impressive the way your team has played lately.
Well, thank you, Greg, and thanks for having me on tonight. First, I want to throw a comment about what Coach Chavka is really doing tonight. Is he's still somewhere on cloud nine because his Broncos won the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Well, you know what? I didn't think about that part. You're probably right.
But, yeah, we're thrilled that we've kind of turned a little bit of a corner and strung some good ball games together and played really well on Saturday from the get-go. And, our guys still have that taste, that we need some things to go our way, but that we're still fighting for a league championship. And there's a lot to play for in this season, and all that depends on us getting better day by day as we move towards the conclusion of the regular season.
You know, Brian, let me ask you this question, and I've never asked you this on the air or off the air, and shame on me, I should. What's it like to be – you're coaching alongside literally an Oregon legend when it comes to basketball coaching in Coach Wagner. And what's that like for you? And you're getting a valuable education, quite frankly, that you're not paying for.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be getting paid for that education and still get it. But, it's just an honor to work with Coach Wags and someone that I knew for 6 years while I was coaching at Lane and coaching against him, and then being able to kind of see how he operates. And there were a lot of illusions that I guess I had that once I started working for Coach Wagner, I realized, I kind of thought, things were a lot more strict and kind of old school, and he's really loose and fun to be around, and our personalities really match up that way with being able to work with our kids and keep it light and keep them engaged.
I really like the way I'll throw this out too, and I'm sure a lot of people could learn this. I like the way he deals with referees. If you're going to get that glare from Coach Wagner, you probably missed a call. He has a good rapport with referees, and it's a big part of basketball.
It really is, and that's something I've definitely learned. I grew up playing for two high school coaches that really got on the refs hard and rode them the entire game. And, You know, that's kind of what I was used to. And when I started working for Bruce Tschafka at Lane, I kind of saw a whole different light of, you know, you can step back and let them do their jobs, and they're going to do their job. And if you're more professional with them and ask them about things and aren't in their face all the time, they're going to take your respect and listen to what you have to say. And that's really what Coach Wagner does. You know, he always says that he's been coaching 17 years at Clackamas, and a lot of the guys that do our games, he had back as high school referees. So he's known some of these guys for, you know, 20, 30 years. And you develop a relationship professionally with these guys, and there's respect both ways. And you have to keep that respect by, you know, not losing your cool and going over the top, unless it's, you know, something like you said, that's completely wrong and on, you know, deserved.
Coach Stam, Brian Stam, assistant basketball coach at Clackamas Community College. You now have been around the NWAC a long time. What about this league they call the NWAC? It's pretty special, and to me, it doesn't get the credit it deserves. The players are very respectful of a person like myself, and I enjoy being around this league.
I agree. I think just as a whole, junior college athletics, especially basketball, have taken a bad rep for, you know, having the guys that couldn't qualify academically or couldn't fit in because of their attitudes at, you know, a higher level, Division I, Division II, whatever it would be. And so they go to junior college, and you think it's just this, you know, rough house of all these personalities. But, you know, a lot of times it's for other reasons. It's because a kid his growth spurt late, or maybe he needed an extra class here or there, or maybe he played at a small school and just needed a little bit more exposure, proving himself against college athletes before those 4 years were ready to take a chance on him. And the other reason that I really believe in, a lot of, you know, guys can come into our league and play for 2 years and really develop instead of, you know, sitting on the bench as a freshman and sophomore at a 4-year school and paying the extra, you know, whatever cost, tuition and books and everything, to go to that 4-year and get a little cheaper route at the junior college, but also get the experience that's going to allow them to be an impact player down the line at that higher level.
And speaking of that, you and Coach Wagner and all the coaches are out constantly recruiting. Brian, how do you look at a player as compared to, say, you were at a 4-year school? Do you have to look at a player you're going to get that's going to step in right away? Or do you sometimes say, well, we can mold him in that first year, he's going to be with us 2 years? How do you approach that with the players that you're recruiting to Clackamas Community College?
That's a great question. And my answer is there's no exact science. Because, you know, we've had years where we've had 11 freshmen. And so you think you don't have to recruit hardly anybody. And then, you know, one kid gets homesick, one kid has bad grades, one kid gets injured, and all of a sudden you only have 3 of those 11 coming back to your team. So you almost have to have a mentality every year of complete turnover and, you know, just hoping that you're going to hold on to some of your kids that really did a good job as freshmen and groom them into becoming sophomores and leaders and getting them ready for that next step. But also having some guys that can come in and compete and also push those kids to be better. You know, one of our things at Clackamas is we don't guarantee anything in the recruiting process or even to our returning sophomores. We don't guarantee starting spots and we don't guarantee playing time. And all that is because we want you to come in and do the right, earn those privileges. You know, take care of your academics. Be a guy that's at practice on time, stays late after practice, shows up early, and puts in that extra work to really compete and earn the opportunities that are being presented to be a member of the team and extra playing time and all that type of stuff.
In conclusion tonight, and thanks for staying up late as well. Very terrific of all three of you, and it means a lot to me. And you're filling in for Coach Wagner. Had a business obligation tonight. But, Brian, what about this having a bye tomorrow? I know Coach Wagner on our Sunday night show said he thought the timing was good. Amplify a little bit about that. You have a bye before you play your next game on Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you, the bye was perfect for us in the first round of league because we got that bye right before we had to gear up for the long week where we played four games in 8 days, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. And so to be able to have a couple extra days to prepare your team, to let them heal up any injuries, rest their legs a little bit, and really get into that last stretch of the first round was really key for us. And so I kind of feel the same way. Now, we don't have the four games in a week, but we do have our last five games of the regular season to, like I said, compete for this playoff spot and maybe make a run at league championship. And so to have these couple extra days, Monday, Tuesday, and tomorrow, to get our legs back and really work on some things in practice to get ready for that is super helpful. So we're trying to take advantage of it the best we can and, get ready to close out this regular season.
Great job tonight, Brian Stamm, assistant basketball coach at Clackamas Community College in Oregon City, Oregon, a member of the NWAC. Tony Broaddus, thanks to Coach Hopp, Trevor Hopp, Southwest Oregon Community College, Tony Broaddus, Portland Community College, and Brian Stamm, Clackamas Community College, staying up this late hour. We'll be back next Tuesday night at our regular time, 9:30. Thanks to everyone for listening, and don't forget to make all your free throws. Good night, everyone. Good night, Brian.
Good night.